Now that Scotland's voted to stay in the UK, we turn to another separatist movement in Europe, the northeast Spanish region of Catalonia. Plans to hold its own independence vote in November, but the Spanish government is trying to stop it. From the Catalan capital, Barcelona, Lauren Freire reports.
At a windswept castle overlooking Barcelona, tourists watch as Catalan troops ready their weapons. The band strikes up a nationalist tune. Troops aim their cannons and muskets.
Malditos Borbónicos!
Madre el Borbón!
¡Ori!
¡Ori!
¡Visca Carlos III!
¡San Jordi!
¡Piram! ¡Piram!
Yeah, I don't have any ammunition, so...
This is not a real battle, though it once was.
We are reenacting the succession war.
Every weekend for tourists, Eloy Mateo and his troops reenact the moment in 1714 when Catalonia lost a war with Spain. It's been 300 years, but many Catalans say they still feel occupied by a foreign power.
We had a language, we had laws, we had all in Catalan, but we, with the fall of Barcelona, we lost all we had. And we're reenacting that because we have to remember.
Emboldened by Scotland's peaceful referendum, many Catalans want to do more than remember. They want to vote on independence now, too. As Scotland's results became known Friday morning, Catalans began streaming downtown, rallying outside their regional parliament. Joan Molina was among them.
For sure, and people cannot deny Catalan nation our right, our self-determination.
Inside, lawmakers approved rules for a November 9th vote, which would violate the Spanish constitution, says legal expert Xavier Arbós.
The Spanish constitution doesn't allow a referendum on self-determination. The Spanish constitution establishes that the unity of Spain is indivisible.
Spain's constitutional court is likely to strike down Catalonia's referendum plans as early as next week. The Spanish government, determined to maintain the unity of Spain, says it'll do whatever it takes to enforce the constitution. And Catalan President Artur Mas says he won't back down.
If in Madrid they think that only using the legal frameworks they can stop the political will of the majority of the Catalan people, they are wrong. It's a big mistake.
Spanish police could conceivably be ordered to seize ballot boxes or prevent voters from entering polling stations. That could lead to a direct confrontation between campaigners for Catalan independence and the Spanish authorities. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Barcelona.